I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Wednesday, April 11. Coming up, zones of special operations in Mount Salem and Denham Town to be extended. Over $9 million raised to assist with rebuilding of children's home destroyed by fire. And three rescuers involved in the Walker's Place of Safety fire to be considered for national award. The news in detail after the break.
When you take your McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the Wulawi? Then enter the National Innovation Competition. Win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-177124. Applications close on April 30th.
Now the news. The government is seeking to extend the zones of special operations ZOSOs in Mount Salem, St. James and Denham Town, Kingston by a further period of 60 days. Prime Minister Andrew Holness brought two resolutions to the House of Representatives Wednesday requesting the extensions. Mr. Holness says the additional time is necessary to continue transforming the communities through the delivery of social services.
We have to demonstrate a long-term commitment to the zones of special operations. I'm not saying that the use of states of emergency is, we should have that as a long-term tool. But at the same time, we must not in any way have the criminals think that this is a short-term measure, that we can just wait them out. They must not have any inclination as to what the strategic intent of the government is in the use of the tools available to fight crime.
The resolutions to extend the zones of special operations will be brought to the Senate on Friday. This will be the fourth extension for the Mount Salem zone, instituted on September 1, 2017, and the third extension for Denham Town, which was declared on October 17 last year. Over $9 million has been raised to assist with the rebuilding of the Walker's Place of Safety that was destroyed by fire earlier this year. Thanking corporate and private citizens for their contributions, State Minister of Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green says there has been a $3 million increase in the funds collected for the rebuilding effort since the last count of $6 million in March.
As you may know, our children are across three homes and we continue to provide care for them and continue to provide counseling. In fact, so much have the donations towards rebuilding come in that we now have collected $9 million.
Mr. Green was speaking at the recent memorial service for two wards of the state who died during the fire at the Walker's Place of Safety. Meanwhile, three people involved in fire rescue efforts at the Walker's Place of Safety in January this year are being considered for a national award. State Minister of Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green made the disclosure at Monday's memorial service for Anika McGray and Anna K. Moreland, two wards who died in the fire at the facility. One of those being considered for national recognition was a ward at the home at the time of the fire.
We have decided that we will recommend for the Medal of Gallantry in our Heroes Day function a number of people, one being a young Selena Reed, who set about waking up the other children and actually risked her own life to get children out.
18-year-old Selena Reed is being considered along with one of the caregivers and another person who assisted rescue efforts. Scores of persons packed the church for the memorial service, including Education Minister Senator Ruel Reed and representatives of child care agencies. And schools are being encouraged to participate in upcoming activities to mark National Mathematics Week. The week of activities is organized by the Ministry of Education and runs from April 15 to 20 under the theme Math Counts. National Mathematics Coordinator Dr. Tamika Benjamin says a mathematics roadshow is a key feature of the week of activities.
The ministry will facilitate a mathematics roadshow in the Neville Antonio Park in Port Antonio on the 17th of April, and that will be held under the theme Math in Your World. And so activities during that event will be designed to engage members of the general public to identify areas in their everyday life where they are using mathematics.
Dr. Benjamin was speaking at a GIS think tank session Tuesday. The National Mathematics Expo, the main event of the week of activities, will be held April 19 at the University of the West Indies Mona campus from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.